Welcome to the call this evening. This is Executive Consultant Jay Emma. Welcome to the national call. I'm really looking forward to spending a few minutes here with you tonight. And we've got the holidays coming up. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays to everyone. Hope everyone's looking forward to the holiday and spending some time with their family and loved ones. That's what this time of the year is all about. This is the last call for the year. And Richard and Mary asked me to just hop on and share a couple of thoughts. And we're going to do a short call tonight. There won't be a call next week. So this is the last call of 2019, which means the last national call of the decade, which is pretty exciting. So I just wanted to share a couple of thoughts about the upcoming year. And we're going to keep this under 15 minutes here tonight. I just wanted to share a little bit from a book that I recently read, and I'm just digging into a little bit. It's a small book by John Maxwell called The Power of Your Potential. And it's an excellent, excellent book. And what he talks about in that book is looking at your potential from a few different vantage points. I'm going to read a part of the book here. It's about a page, so if you can just bear with me here. Develop the potential you already possess, he says. This is a good thing to think about, you know, going into the next year, going into the next decade. Think about these words from John Maxwell in terms of what you want to accomplish in 2020. We often talk about potential in a singular way, but what if we're thinking about potential the wrong way? Thinking of potential as one thing is too limiting. In this section, I want to talk to you about how we can make the most of the abilities we have. You have dozens, maybe even hundreds. Each area of potential is based on your talents and your choices. Right now, I want to focus on the top seven that rely more on talent than choice, though both are involved. Energy potential. Your ability to push on physically. Emotional potential. Your ability to manage your emotions. Thinking potential. Your ability to think effectively. People potential. Your ability to build relationships. Creative potential. Your ability to see options and find answers. Production potential. Your ability to accomplish results. And leadership potential. Your ability to lift and lead others. These are areas that he's just focusing on here. And certainly these are great things to think about going into 2020, areas that you may want to set goals in, areas that you want to pay attention to increase the power of your potential for 2020. Because if we don't change, our life is not going to change. Our business isn't going to change. He goes on by saying, by continually maximizing today's potential in these areas, which are significant to a person's success, you will increase tomorrow's potential. Before we dive into each specific area, I want to say one more thing about them. They don't develop in isolation. They work together. So what he's saying here is he's talking about our energy, our emotions, the way that we think, our ability to build relationships and connect with people, our creativity, our production, and our leadership potential with other people. What he's saying is it's not individual. They work together. He goes on and says, it may be helpful to think about this idea in two ways. First, your areas of potential build in layers. This creates a great foundation for your life. It's like constructing a house on solid rock instead of building it on soft sand. It can carry weight. You can create a large, weighty structure that has the ability to stand for a long time. Second, your areas of potential connect to one another. Each time you increase one area, it has the opportunity to synergize with another area. For example, if you increase your energy potential so that you can push on physically, and you increase your leadership potential, which is the ability to lift and lead others, your overall effectiveness increases. Where you once ran out of energy and stopped engaging with people when you really needed to, you'll learn to push through and be at your best as you interact with them. As you develop your core seven core areas of potential. Explore your options. Look for ways to expand your abilities. You'll be amazed by the compounding effect you experience. So what he's suggesting is those areas that you can focus on, your energy, okay? What can you do for energy? First, certainly don't think that our health goals, our health and fitness goals are so important to our business and our life and our relationships and our attitude and everything. So maybe a simple goal like drink more water and drink less soda, you know, don't have desserts or stop eating after 10 p.m. or certain things or work. Just do, if you're not going to go to the gym, maybe just do 10 jumping jacks, 10 push-ups and 10 crunches every single day. Something like that will give you energy. It'll allow you to do more. It'll allow you to smile more. It'll allow you to maybe make an extra couple of phone calls or encourage somebody or have a, or there's so many ripple effects to how these things, how one affects the other. And we all know that, but I think it's a good time to pay extra attention to it and try to encourage each other, try to encourage ourselves to do these things, right? So when he talks about the energy potential, the emotional potential, the thinking potential, what can you do emotionally? What are some things that you can do to emotionally to manage your emotions better? Well, I'll tell you one simple suggestion, and that's find things that nourish you with your family, with your friends. Do you like to be outside? Maybe you want to take time on a Sunday afternoon or something and put your phone away and go for a walk. Maybe there's certain music you like that you need to listen to and just to relax. You need to do certain things with people that you love, your family, your friends, and try to find things that are emotionally nourishing. And that'll give you the capacity, instead of being burned out, it gives you the capacity to manage your emotions more. Make sure that you are, in order to have things spill out, you have to be filled in order to spill. So it's just something to think about. So your thinking potential, do some more reading, do some more listening, pay attention to how other people who you respect, how they think about things, what are they saying and how are they processing information. Try not to be on autopilot all the time. Okay, people potential, your ability to build relationships and connect with people. I think a good goal is to compliment people more, smile more, try to not have an agenda all the time, but just try to add value to people. These are things that you can do that will have a ripple effect in everything. Your creative potential, your production potential, and your leadership potential. Think about these things that John Maxwell mentions in his book, The Power of Your Potential, because I think this book is a great little book, and I would highly recommend you get it, but certainly you can pay attention to those seven areas, and I think that these are good things to think about heading into the new year. We've got simulcast coming on January 18th. Probably everyone listening to my voice is attending. If you're not, you need to. And if you want to be more successful in ambient energy, I would highly recommend. You know, I tell people all the time, if you don't have significant goals, it's a take it or leave it. Meaning, if the business isn't really important to you, you don't want to grow, or you maybe you want to make $100 a month or $200 a month, and I'm not going to minimize that because certainly that will make a difference for a lot of people, then you don't need to go. It's beneficial to go. You don't need to go. But if you want to grow a large, successful team, if you want to be financially free, if you want to make $1,000 a month or $2,000 or $5,000 or $10,000 a month or more, if you want to be financially free, if you want to impact people's lives, if you want to learn how to be a leader, then you need to be around the leaders. And all of the leaders that I know are going to be there. They're going to be at the actual event in Texas or in Hartford, Connecticut. So just make it a point to be there, okay? So in addition to that, on January 18th, just maybe you might want to ask yourself a couple of questions leading into the new year. How many new people do you want to attend that event? And I just reached out to a guy today that I'm not going to be able to get to. I met him. He's a business owner. I contacted a guy. Haven't shown him the plan yet. But what I did is I set it up where I'm going to reach out to him the first week of January. And I told him basically, I said, hey, Charles, if I don't reach out to you by January 5th, can you please put it in your calendar to call me? And I told him that I'm getting together with some entrepreneurs on January 18th in Hartford, Connecticut, and I might want to include you. And all I did was created a little curiosity. I made him feel important, complimented him. I told him I enjoyed meeting him. But I just, don't have time to get into things right now, but I'll fill you in the first week of January. And I told him, just to have a little posture, I said, please call me if I don't reach out to you, because I might want to include you in something that I'm working on and getting together with some people in January in Hartford. And I know he lives in the Norwalk, Connecticut area, so it's not that much of a commute for him. Anyway, that's just one thing that you can do, is think about the people that you're going to line up for that event. Maybe there's people on your team that you haven't reached out to, and you can reach out to them and ask them, are you planning on going? Yes or no? They're not. Why? And find out why. Maybe some of them need their dream to be rekindled. Maybe you need to talk to them about the exciting things that are happening now in our business. And maybe some of them just need to be paid attention to. Maybe somebody just doesn't feel like you care as their upline, and just reaching out to them and tell them, hey, I'd love to see you there. It's going to be great. Why don't you come? It's going to be fun. It's going to be awesome. Let's make 2020 special. Sometimes people need to hear from you. Okay. So what do you want for 2020? These are some good questions to just ask yourself. What do you want? Obviously you've got that first question is, what are you going to do by simulcast? What would you like to accomplish? How many people do you want to be there and all that? But what do you want to do next year? What's important to you for 2020? By ambition, what do you want your business to provide for you? What's that it's not providing right now? And what do you have to do to make that happen? These are good questions to ask yourself, and only you can answer them. Hopefully, it's not the same as last year. Hopefully, it's not just to just coast and have accomplished the same thing that you accomplished last year. Because I'm looking for something in your answer that's going to stretch you and make you do something that you might not have done. So what is that? What do you need to happen in 2020? I've heard people say, I don't want to work my job anymore, or I just want to have more cash in my pocket, or I want to hit a certain level because I'm sick and tired of not being being a senior consultant or an executive consultant or a national consultant, whatever that level is. Okay. And so whatever it is, and I would highly recommend, tell the leader that you're working closely with what your goal is and what you're trying to accomplish and why you're trying to do it. Try to find a trusted source, a mentor, somebody that you can share this information with. Because you want to get feedback. You want to get approval, guidance maybe on your goals from someone who's already done it. And those are, just some of my thoughts. Just to close out the year, to close out the decade. Don't forget to, really enjoy the holiday and celebrate the reason for the season. Don't forget to tell your friends and your family how much you love them, how much you appreciate them. And really, ultimately, it's not things that we're trying to accomplish. The most important thing that we really are accomplishing is we're impacting other people's lives, and that's what makes this business special. It's not just about being more successful, making more money. It's about, although those things are important, it's really about the impact we can have on other people's lives, because we need each other. And as many of us know, not sometimes life tosses difficult situations our way, and it might be going really well for you, but not for someone else. So let's keep that in mind as we head into the seasons. We look to make 2020 an incredible year. Let's think about the people that we can encourage, the people that we can give a pat on the back, some encouragement, a little bit of love. We can tell them, we can show them. We can really make a difference in people's lives, and that's one of the many things that makes this business opportunity so special. I love this business. I love my friends. in this business, and I'm really looking forward to doing incredible things for 2020 and beyond with all of my friends on this call and anybody listening to my voice. Love you guys, and I'm going to unmute the lines and just wish you guys a wonderful Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holiday. Enjoy your family, and I look forward to seeing everybody very, very soon. So give me about 5 seconds here, and I will unmute the line here.
Thank you so much, Jay. Merry Christmas.
Great
Thank
call.
You,
Happy holidays.
See you soon. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jay Emma. We love
Bye.
You. George and Barb.
Love you, Barb.
Christmas.
Love you too. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jay. Merry Christmas.